Gosh, damn it! Why did I buy so much? How the hell am I gonna get all of these groceries into the house by myself? Ugh! It's bad enough my husband doesn't fuck me anymore. He could at least be here to take in the groceries. These are so heavy. Excuse me, who are you? Should I... Oh, it's you. It's that neighbor boy from down the street. I didn't recognize him since he's been away at college for so long. My, my. He's grown into quite the sexy young man, hasn't he? Look at all those muscles. I bet a young stud like that could fuck any woman he wanted. Hell, if I was married, I would gladly let him. Mm-hmm. What was that? Oh, right, the groceries. I would be so grateful if you could give me a hand with them. It isn't too much trouble, is it? Oh, look at how strong you are. So many muscles. So fit. And sorry, let's go inside, shall we? Thank you so much for all of your help. It would have taken me ages to put all these groceries away. You're leaving so soon? Well, what I meant is, why not stay and have some milk and cookies? Yes, as a thank you for helping me take in the groceries. Great. You could just sit right there, and I'll get everything ready. Here you go. A plate of homemade chocolate chip cookies and a tall glass of milk. I hope you like it. Oh god, just look at him. So big and muscular. I bet he could just pick me up and fuck me against the wall without breaking a sweat. And look at that huge bulge in his pants. A cock like that would just split me in two. If only my husband's cock could get that big and hard. I didn't say anything. What? No, I wasn't talking about your... You know what? Why don't you just forget whatever you thought you heard, okay? Why did I invite you to stay? To thank you for taking in my groceries, of course. Why else would I invite you to stay? You think I want to fuck you? That's insane. I'm a happily married woman. You want me to admit it? I think I have some cake left over from the church bake sale. Okay, let me go check the fridge. Alright? What are you doing? Hey! All I did was invite you to stay for some milk and cookies. That's it. I have no idea what you're talking about. Let me go! No, I wasn't staring at your cock. No, I don't want to know what it would feel like to get fucked by... Oh my god. You're rubbing it against my ass. It feels so big. How the fuck does a cock get that big? Oh god, he's fondling my breasts. He's squeezing my nipples between his fingers, and it feels so fucking good. It's been so long since anyone ever touched me like this. To think this young man would want a fucking old woman like me, it feels so, so... No, please, please, just stop. I don't want this. You need to leave. Yes, I'm sure. Now, please, let me go. No, you don't have to check for yourself. Please, don't pull my panties. No. No, don't put your hand there. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I feel so good. I haven't been touched there in months. And... No, you're wrong. How can I enjoy being manhandled by someone half my age? I was just surprised. That's all. I need you to leave right fucking now. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh. No. No, don't rub that. Don't rub that. Don't rub that raging hard cock against the entrance of my warm, wet pussy. Oh. And shoved it all the way inside of me. Yeah, you shoved it in so deep. Ah. Oh, it feels so good. I can't think straight. Ah. Oh, God. Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it when a man pulls on my hair. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, I give it. I want this. Oh, fuck. Need this. Oh. Yeah. My husband hasn't touched me in ages, you know. Oh, fuck. Not like that. I'm not a slut. Oh. Don't pull your cock out. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, this is true. I'm a slut. Oh, I'm your slut. Yeah, yeah, I'm your slut. I'm your fucking slut. Yeah, yeah, I'm your fucking slut. This horny college kid owns my fucking cunt. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah, keep fucking me, please, oh, you fucking your slut, yeah, oh, I'm coming, spank me. Oh, I've been naughty, fucking slut. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's incredible. I've never been fucked like this before. Fuck. What do you mean we undone? No. You can't come inside of me. Please, I'm begging you. I'm not on birth control. And it's my fertile time of the month. No. Please, my husband hasn't touched me in months. Please. He's going to know it isn't his. Please, he's going to know it. What do you mean that's the point? No, you can't get me pregnant. There's no way in hell I'm gonna divorce my husband and become your woman. No. My husband is good to me. He provides for me. What does he give me? Lots of things. Like, oh, he gave me my wedding ring. See this? Yeah, it's 24 karat gold. Look at this diamond. I bet you can't afford to buy me anything this good. Wait. Don't pull it off my finger. Okay, you've seen it. Now give it back. No. No. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah. My husband can't make me come as hard as you can. Oh. I can't. If I had to choose between all of my husband's money, his big house, the fancy car, everything, all your cock, there would be, there'd be no question. I would happily choose this huge, fucking cock of yours. What is this ring worth to me? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You want me to spit on the ring? Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It is just a worthless piece of rock and metal. It's as meaningless as my wedding vows. Why didn't I see it before? Yes. Yes, just do it. Come inside me. Do what my limp dick, soon-to-be ex-husband, couldn't do. And impregnate me. Yes, yes. I was born to have your babies. Yeah, come inside me. Get me pregnant. No. Tonight and serve my husband divorce papers in the morning? Yes, sir. Of course I'll do it. Yes, sir. I'll gladly give or every penny I get in the divorce to you. You're right. A slut like me needs a man like you to decide what's best for her. What should I do with my wedding ring? Should I leave it there on the table, cut in my spit? You want to sell my wedding ring at the pawn shop? You want me to get a tattoo to mark me as your property for the rest of my life? Yes, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do anything as long as you keep fucking me with that huge cock of yours. Yes, sir. I'll go back. Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. Soon, I'll leave my husband. And I'll leave his home for the last time. I can actually feel my old life fading away. I'm no longer a sweet and innocent housewife. From now on, I'm a slut, a whore, a sex slave to a man half my age. And I couldn't be happier.